The Divrei Torah tonight are Ili Nishmas Esther, Blima Bas Menachem Mendel, Hinda Bas Shlomo Alevi, and Rachel Bas Moshe Yosef, Om Shom Hashav Aliyah Mechayel Choyel. We'll speak about the hero of the parasha, right? The Chamor. We're not going to translate tonight for reasons that will become obvious. You know, the Chamor. It's an interesting thing about this animal. Right, that the Maharal draws a very interesting parallel in his Pirush HaNovis on the famous Mishnah of Ma ben Talmidei Bilam, Leven Talmidei Avram Avinu, that they both used a chamor. This guy on the way to curse Klal Yisrael, and this guy, our forefather, on the way to the Akedah. And so it's hello Dovro, and tomorrow has a very interesting point over there, which we're going to get back to. But let's just also point out that the Chamor is it's quite interesting. On the one hand, when the Navi Yechezkel wants to put down the Mitzrim, the people from that region, Asher Besar Chamorim Besarim Vizir Masus and Zerusalem, it's called Besar Chamorim. They're Chamor meat. Right, we're putting down, about their promiscuity and all their bad tivus, besar chamorim besarim, and we know that, those am that are nimshal lechamor, right? They are in the prelude to the parsha of Arayis. The kair mas eretz mitzrayim ashi shavtem ba the kamasa eretz kanash and mivetzchem shama lo sas on the whole parsha of Arayis by these two umos. Mitzrayim and Canaan, there are Nimshal Chamor. Where do we find that Canaan Zishal Chamor? Again, by the Akedah, because Shvuachem Po Ima Chamor, Ima Dome Lechamor. Right. So these Mitzrayim and Canaan. And so seemingly the Chamor is connected bad midas. Right? But then we find that it has kedushas b'chor. It's a niflamo. It's a behema tmeya, and has kedushas b'chor. It's the din of peter chamor, valo dovrahu. Right, and then we know in achras hayamim we're waiting for Mashiach tzekenu vu ani rochev ala chamor. Right, and the Gemara says something very interesting that one of the kings said to one of the Amoraim. Gemara in Chelek, right, who said that what's the matter? Why isn't he coming to save you? Needs a chamor? I got plenty of chamorim to lend him. He said, no. His chamor has to have all the colors in the world. That's what the Gemara says. All right. So to understand, which is a betzim yisod in the Maharal, that what this creature is keneged, all right, is that chamor is the same oisius as chomer, as physicality. Chomrius, right? Material, right? So, the idea of the Chomer, right, is that it has to be in service of the Kedusha, right? It has to, be a facilitator, right? You use all the Chomer to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You serve him with all your Chomrius, and everything that you do should be L'Shem Shemayim. Right? And that's what's represented by the potential of kedushas chamor, peter chamor. Right? That Chazal say, that the chamor got awarded, that it had kedusha. Why? Because an Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim with bizas Mitzrayim, the chamor carried it all. Right. So because the chamor carried it all, it was zochet the kedushas peter chamor. Right. So Chazal. What does that mean? It's a metaphor that the chamor is the chomer, carrying what Am Yisrael needs, everything that was promised to them to facilitate the mission of Am Yisrael. That's the role of the chomer. The chomer is there, right? The material is there for the sake of Am Yisrael, as a nation, and for every yid as an individual to enable him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really deep down, it refers to the goof, right? The goof is the donkey. That who rides it? The neshama rides the goof, right, to force it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Indian of Peter Hamor, that's Dafka by Yisrael, all right, Goyim don't have this din. They don't have, you know, they don't have any of the halachos of Kedusha, including the Kedusha of Peter Hamor. That's connected the Indian that Am Yisrael was zocher to be Mekadesh and elevate the guf. And it's very interesting. The halachos of Peter Hamor, you know, the Rambam lumps them together with the halachos of Pidyon HaBen in his book of Zroim, you know, Hilchos Bechorim, right, because they have very parallel halachos. They're both Chayiv and Pidyon. Vimlos, except by them, you know, Vimlos, Siftev, Varafto, right? But they're both Chayev and Pidyon, you know, as opposed to, you know, the Kedushas Bechor, Behema, Tehera, which has a din of Kotchim Mamish. That's why the Rambam doesn't talk about it in Zroim, talks about it in Korbonis, right? Hilchos Bechoros, right? You know, that the, that's Mamish Keneged, you know, the Kedushas Peter Chamor is Keneged Kedushas Haguf that Am Yisrael Zochetu. By being mishabed the guf to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mishabed the chomris to use it for the kedusha, and the first example that was, you know, using bizas mitzrayim, laying it on the chamorim, that should be for the service of Klal Yisrael and their mission. So now, you know, as the Maharal explains in his pirush on that mishnah avos of Talmidei Bilam and Talmidei Avram Avinu, so he draws the parallel, right? So Talmidei Bilam, they're nefesh rochava, they're greedy. Ruach Kavod, they're haughty, right? They're into chomis. Im yiten libot melo beso kesev azov, right? You know, no one even spoke about money. You see, that's what is on his mind, like Rashi brings. Right? So, you know, he's into chomrius, right? He's running after, he's using his position of Navi for fun and profit. Profit, you know, tarte mashma, right? Being a prophet for profit. Right, he wants to make money off of it. That's why. So on his way, you know, he's monetizing his Judaism. Right, we don't do that. Right, you know, he's monetizing his Judaism. Right, so on his way to, you know, Chalila, you know, trying to curse Klal Yisrael. So it becomes clear, right, that, you know, the Ason, he's so bad that the donk, you know, the Hamor gives him Musar. Right, because, you know, he saw that, as it were, his real God is the Chomer, and it comes out that, you know, his secret, he had relations with his donkey, that's all that doesn't have to be understood literally, but metaphorically, he's Nizdavik, he's Dovik in Chomer. Whereas by Avraham Avinu, by the Akedah, says the Maharal, it's the polar opposite, right? He is going above the Chomer. Right, because the most natural desire, your most natural drive, is the rachamim and av has ala ben. It's something that's natural. You can't help it. It's not an acquired trait. It's like the most natural drive, the rachamim av ala ben. And so that's what it means. Shvuach hempa is that Avraham Avinu is nisale to the madrega of pure seichel and no chomrius in him whatsoever, because it's the most natural thing is to have rachamim on your son, and he is, you know, getting past it. That's what it means. He leaves the chamor behind, and that's how Avraham Avinu going to the Akedah and Bilam going on what he tried to do are the two polar opposites. He is going, he's being roidef chomrius, and he sees an opportunity. He'll be oker and uma shlema to make some money, right? And the other one, he's, you know, being misgaber over the chomer, even the you know, the noble tendencies of the chomer, that there should be rachamim for an av and a ben, he's being misgaber, and he leaves the chamor behind. So now this, with this also, the Maharal explains elsewhere, right, that the niflamot, Eved Kanani is yotze b'shein v'ayin. This am hadom el chamor, yotze b'shein v'ayin, because it says they're all guf, right? You know, and he invokes the fact that the prelude to the Isser of Arias is Eretz Mitzrayim, Ashi Shatimba, Keretz Kanan, Ashi Mirsam Shama, they're both Nimshal Lechamor, because in Arias, which includes Mishkav Zachar, in Arias you're just going pure pleasure of the flesh. Pure pleasure of the, that's called pleasure of the flesh, right? So that's all they have to them, right, is the guf. And Mimel, that's why you owe him his freedom if you took away Rosh Eivarim She'enam Chozrim, because you're memayed his koach haguf. That's what he has. You took away from all that he has, right? So if you take away your machaser, his guf, so the Torah awarded him his freedom, right? Because you took away the one thing that we're maida he has. He has his guf, and that you're machaser from, but that's all he has. But like we said, right, the goal, right, the tachlis that we're waiting for, you know, that has to happen in course of the Shita Alfei Shnin is to be Meshabed the Chaymer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's, you know, that's our mission life. We there's all the temptations that we face in our engagement with the Chaymer, right, that we should, you know, not let it, you know, consume us, not let us not be obsessed with it, and to use it for a constructive purpose. And that's the secret of what it means that, you know, that Mashiach is Rochev ala Chamor, right? That the final tikkun that happens with the kind of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu, right, is that, you know, that's when all the Chumrius is going to be under the Shibud of Melech HaMashiach, that all come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve Malchus Yisrael, which is Malchus Shamayim. And that's the Davar Niflamo, what that Amora said, that the Chamor of Mashiach has to have all the colors. Right, what's that talking about? So the Baal HaLeshem, you know, talks about, it says Davar Niflamo, it's talking about technology. Right, it's an amazing thing that as we're coming towards the end of time, Seleshim says this, right, there's a technological explosion. Right? You know what it is that the, you know, what's technology? There's all this, you know, neat stuff you could do with the Chomer, right? The Chomer includes, you know, matter and energy. There's all this neat stuff you could do with it. The Chomer is showing off everything it can do. And that has to happen before Mashiach comes, that the Chomer has to expand to the nth degree and show us all its koach, and after that, you know, that, you know, when it comes out to its full strength, Mashiach is supposed to conquer it for Malchus Shemayim. It's no big deal to conquer it when it's small and contracted. It's going to expand and show us all of its koach, right? And that's what it means. That donkey has to have all the colors, right? That the Chomer has to show off all its full strength, and that's going to be a time of great nisyonos. We'll be tempted with all the temptations. You know, the way technology is, you know, challenging us, and the way all the, you know, how all the hanos of Olam Hazeh have expanded exponentially, right? A new restaurant opens up, every Sheni v'Chamishi, right? The Chomer is expanding, right? Whether it's, you know, it's the commerce, whether it's the technology, the Chomer is expanding, as does with it, you know, the Chas V'Shom, the Nisayan, that thinking that Chomer is all that there is. Right? And with that, all the taivas, you know, all the besach hamorim is expanding. And was meant to be this way so that Mashiach comes and conquers, you know, all of Chomrius, and everything, all that it could do has to expand and reveal itself, right? For Mashiach to come and overtake it and be meshabed it to Malchus Shemayim. And that's what's happening now in these final doors as we're, you know, in Ikvas of the Mashiach, that the Chomrius and technology, which includes technology, is expanding exponentially like crazy. It's the Chomer being megala all its koach, and that's the challenge. This tidal wave of Chomer is what Mashiach has to be rochev on top of, and you know, be manigit, right, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. So, you know, with that in mind, the expansion of the Chomer, right, and we have to discuss, you have to think about this right now, and especially as the 3 weeks are coming, right, and the Chorban HaBayis, right, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, took away the Ruchnius from the world, right? And we're left in a world that's Chomri without Ruchni. You know, the Bayis was, you know, the Gilui of Kedusha and Ruchnius within Olam Hazeh, right? And right now we're in a situation where the world, because the Chomer is expanding, that's also why we're in a state of where, Rahmat Zan, the values of the Bible, right, things that all of humanity used to be maskim on are being pushed, and, you know, and it's interesting, that party that took as their semel, the Chamor, right, is one that's pushing the goalpost more and more to Mishkav Zachar, Ritzicha of the unborn, which by Bnei Noach is first degree murder, punishable by death in Hilchos Bnei Noach, right, you know, and challenging the rights of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, right, because it's all really about a Muhammad against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. It's interesting, there's the Shlach HaKadosh brings a medrash, right? That's and you'll see that this is the agenda of that. Yo, that's the Am Hadom El Chamor, right? Yo, the ones that have control of the bias, Rachman Atzan. They have control of that bias, that's why we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have our bias because Kshzeh comes and Neufel, right? When the Chomrius goes up, you know, the Kedusha goes down, right? And that's the big challenge, that there is an Achras Hayom, that the Chomris is going to expand to the nth degree with all the Taivas roles and all the Deos roles that you have, right? And that's the challenge. That is the final challenge before the final coming, right? But there's a very interesting medrash that the Shlach Kodesh brings, that after Cain killed Hevel, right? So because he wanted the whole world for himself, right? And but also because Hevel was a superior being than he was, right? So so Esav says Shaitaya Cain. Right, Cain was an idiot. He didn't know that he may have killed Hevel, but now Adam had Shay, so he had other kids. Yikramu, you may Hevel Avi, Vargas, I'm going to wait for my father to die, meaning Chazal say, in that marriage, he meant to kill Yitzchak. Esav wanted to assassinate Yitzchak, so he shouldn't have any more competition. He has only left, kill Yitzchak so he won't have more kids. It's only Yaakov, right? Comes Paro and says, Shota ya Esav. Esav was an idiot. He didn't know what he was doing, right? Because, he wanted to kill Yitzchak. But in the meantime, Yaakov went and married, in Beis Lavan. You have to, kill all the Zchorin, right? All right. Then comes Haman and says, Shoita Hayaparo, right? Because, fine, so you kill all the Zchorin. But the women, you left the women and they were mishadal, the men to have relations with them, kind of Noshim Tzidkonius, and even if Chas V'Shom, even though it didn't happen, but even if Chas V'Shom, a goy would have taken her, Eved V'akma Ba Basra Vlad Kosher. No, you have to kill everybody. Noshim V'Tav, that's what Haman says, right? So at the end of time, this is what the Medrash says, at the end of time is going to come Gog and say, Shota Haya Haman. Yeshem patron gadol b'shamayim. They have a great patron in heaven, right? You can't take down Klai until you take him down first, right? And that's what it says. The pasuk nostu al Hashem v'al Mashicho. The goyim say we're going to take on God and then we'll take down Mashicho. We're going to take down Mashiach, right? Meaning Mashiach won't come. So Frek the Shlah, who brings this medrash, how do you take down God? How are you going to make war with God? Says they'll spread apikorsis in the world. They'll tell the world that the Bible is wrong, the Bible is immoral, the Bible is racist, right? By desensitizing the world to God and detaching, well, that's how you kill God. And it's all for the tachlis, right? To take down Klai. So it happens all together, that same party, the Doim El Chamor, right? They're attacking biblical Bible, the biblical values, right? Has now come, and today, BDS, Shem Yerachim, right? They're passionate about their pseudo-values. They're passionate about all their apikorsas. Where's our passion? And that's the avoda of the 3 weeks, that Chazal legislated all to be in discomfort during this time, to understand this is not normal. We cannot accept the world as it is, as this is the way it's meant to be. So you have to be in discomfort to be in that realization. It's not comfortable this way. It's not normal. Rebbe Moshe should help, right? That chamor, va'arafto, and we have to daven for them every day in Birkas Vol Malshinim. Skadavi Skadash Shmei Rabo Omar Rakhiru Sei Vamlech Macho Sei Bachai Echon Vyom Echon Bachai Echon Bei Israel Bible of Isman Karib In Ruah Amen Lehei Shmei Rabo Vamorach Olam Vamei Omar Yom Yisbarach Vishtabach Vishpar Vishamam Vishnasei Vishadar Vishalei Vishalol Shmei Hekucha Vrichu Leila Miko Vrchasa Vishira Asat Vrchasa 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 I serve Rabbanon, Baltam, Bideon, Balcom, Terezam, Bideon, Balcom, Skinboy, Rice, Adivasar, then, Vikasar, Vasar, Yellow, Homsham, Baraba, Kilbuk is the Rakamin, Kinder is on a Vikhe, the Kongarush, Maya, Barab, Imruame, Yay, Shomarab, Ninchamaya, behind the Lindwalk, I serve Imruame, O Sesham, Ramavu, Yasesham, Alain, Walk, I serve Imruame.